Hey, you're listening to The Weekly Bakey, hosted by Toby, Jasmine, and Sophie.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Weekly Bakey. This is Jasmine.
And this is Sophie.
And this month, we have 2-2 here for you, or I'm sorry, we have 2-3 here for you. Toby is out on a last-minute work trip, and she will be joining us next month for exciting updates and pop culture things. But for right now, you have us two. Soph, how's February been for you? What have you been getting into?
You know, just working and grooving and grinding. February is like a special month this year because it's leap year, so we have an extra day.
True.
So I guess instead of 28, it's 29 days or whatever. Instead of 29 days, it's 30. I have no idea, but we have an extra day and next day of Black History Month. Let's get it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get it. So February is always also in law school a weird month because that's when we have our midterms, which is weird because school starts in June. Like, How did that happen? Like, we're a month and 4 days into school and then, like, we're having midterms. So currently, this week is midterms week. So let's pray to God that everything goes well. but next week I have spring break and I will be out of town. So I will be able to relax and And for those people that don't see this video, I'm putting relax with folks because I'm going on a fun-filled vacation. And so I don't know if there's necessarily going to be relaxing happening, but at least I will get out of Florida.
I'm excited that you're going to get to blow off some steam next week, and best of luck. You have all the prayers, all the good vibes on your side for midterms. I mean, I know you're going to kill it. You've been doing it the last 2 years. You know, what's another? Yeah. And then it's the last one.
It's the last one. That's the exciting part. So thank God. Thank you, Ashley. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, God and Jesus. No upcoming travels for me in the rest of February, or actually, no, that's a lie. I do have travels coming up in the beginning of March, but not in February. However, earlier this month, the first week, I got to go back to Kansas and spend some much needed time with family and kind of unwind and have a week of my mom taking care of me.
Amen.
And it was lovely.
Hallelujah.
It's the best. Yeah. Yes. I'm not kidding you. I rotted pretty much the entire time I was there and just got to be with them. So that was lovely and saw some friends. And then, yeah, February has been, I guess it's been a pretty like fun and eventful month for, even though it's the shortest month of the year, we always, you know, make do with it.
Amen.
We hosted a Lunar New Year party last week, or a belated Lunar New Year party last week, which was really nice. And you guys know me, I love any opportunity to have a clean palate and like a fresh start, and I love a beginning of the journey situation. So the fact that, you know, we had Lunar New Year, the astrological New Year is coming up, proper New Year, January happened. It's like three chances to start over. So I'm all about that. But that's pretty much it for me in terms of updates. Other exciting updates from us from in February is, of course, I'm sure you guys tuned in to the Super Bowl this year. The Kansas City Chiefs did indeed take home another win.
It's not right.
Crazy. The city did it again, and we're not surprised. I love a good rematch, mm-hmm. and came out on top again. But I guess you guys are also aware from last month's episode that the actual game isn't what was priority for us. You guys have been waiting for this. Sophie, how did it feel to see Mr. Usher Raymond on stage?
I'm going to... First and foremost, wow.
Wow is right.
Wow. At mm-hmm. Usher, thank you so much for just presenting us with kindness, awareness, love, warmth.
Like, yes.
He is just embodiment of what a performer should be. I mean, this man's been doing it, what, since he's like 17? And like now he's like 55, 50. And it's like, okay, like, we expect this. Like, this isn't his first rodeo. This isn't his first time doing performances on big levels. Maybe it is his first time, like, at the Super Bowl and performing at the Super Bowl, which I feel like is a huge thing for artists. But I think that this type of platform is made for someone like him.
And I think he did a good job. I mean, like, at this point, I feel like Las Vegas is his second home because he's had a residency there. So he was just like, okay, I'm going to basically be in my second home and have a good time. And I think that's exactly what happened. Secondly, everybody on the planet asking me what was going to be his opening song. I thought that it was going, okay, I didn't. Let me collect my thoughts. So I did not think that it was going to be the song that it was. But I did think that it was going to be a collaboration of like you know how like Taylor Swift is like on her Eras tour or whatever that she's doing right now. Like she does like a lot of like faint like songs from all of her albums, and it's like you're kind of getting hyped up and it's like you're hearing all this stuff. I thought it was gonna be like that. So I thought we were gonna hear a whole bunch of songs. And then I thought he was gonna start off like with either My Way, which was like what his first really big hit. Mm-hmm. Or I thought he was going to start off with like one of his like OMG, like I thought it was going to be like OMG or something like that, like hypey. But I didn't think he was.
Yeah.
I don't think he was going to start off with Caught Up. But I am so upset with myself that I didn't think that because it was so good.
Yes.
Like it's the perfect, I know what you mean. It was the perfect decision. It was the perfect, perfect decision. So, and like just like, he brought in a lot of Vegas, like with the showgirls and the acrobatics and all that kind of stuff. Like it was, the opening was just a lot of fun. And I like how he utilized basically a lot of the field, which we haven't necessarily, I feel like we don't really see that often. Like, yeah, we sometimes you see like a lot of dancers on the field, but his opening was like a lot of people just on the field and it was like sensory overload. I really liked it. I thought that was really fun. I definitely knew that he was going to have like, he was going to be rollerblading, and I knew there was going to be strippers on the stage. Like, I knew that was going to happen.
Like, oh, I loved it.
Yeah,
I
like he's going to have to bring Atlanta to, you know, Vegas, whatever.
Of course.
But other than that, I thought it was a perfect performance. The one thing I didn't necessarily care for, which I feel like I can have a problem because I am Usher's biggest fan, is I didn't really like what he was wearing.
Fair.
I didn't like the outfits. The blue and black really threw me. I hated it. I felt like he looked like a high school, like a high school
line.
And I was like, it was a little bit not it for me. But I thought regardless, I thought it was really fun. I have been watching it every second of every hour. When I was watching it, I very much had tears down my eyes. Or tears on my face because I was like, he really has a song for every occasion. And I think he really wanted to please everybody.
Yes.
And he did succeed. Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, he did. I love that you mentioned the opening song guessing because I had the same thoughts. I thought he was going to start with OMG or Yeah. And when we heard Caught Up, I was pleasantly surprised. I was like, I was wrong. I was wrong for doubting him. Like, I remember where I was when I first saw the music video for Caught Up. Like, I don't know what it is about that song, but for me, there was a cultural like moment of like, Usher is that guy. And like, we for life, you know? And I totally agree that on the sentiment, how there was a little bit of everything for everyone. My favorite thing on TikTok right now are seeing people's parents react to Lil Jon, Ludacris coming out, Alicia Keys. Like, he brought out all the stars. I know that there were some theories about Justin Bieber and we did not get Biebs on the stage, but whatever, I'll take it. We got Usher Raymond on the stage. He didn't actually need anyone to come join. Roller skates, I was shook. Sophie, what can this man not do? If you saw me on roller skates on the stage at the Super Bowl, you would also see me face down on the field.
I'd have missing teeth. I'd have broken bones. Like, it'd be a disaster. A disaster.
Yeah.
It's insane. It's just it's kind of like a proud moment because I feel like, okay, Usher hasn't really, I mean, he's done songs or whatever, but like, obviously he's like known kind of for his like older R&B and stuff, stuff. And I feel like, yeah, he had a residency, but I don't think people really went unless they were in Vegas or they like were super obsessed with Usher. And it's not like he fell off. People still really fuck with him, but I don't think they were going out of their way to pay attention to him or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah.
I could be wrong on that theory, but I don't think people were going out of their way to be like, giving him the respect that he should have. Like, he is, like, literally doing something incredible for, with his career mm-hmm. still to this day. And he's, like, literally been in the industry for how long? Forever and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just think that I like that he's getting, like, he's coming back into the spotlight again. Like, he's kind of getting his credits. And he's, you know, releasing it. Like, he just released tour dates. And I think people are going to go out of their way to go see him.
Yeah. Yeah, because he just released a new album, I think. Yeah. Was it earlier this year?
Yeah, it was, like, a couple days before.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And I know what you mean. I don't necessarily think like people forgot about Usher, but I think he's one of those cultural like icons in pop culture that is a classic. Like, he will always be there. Like, he'll show up to a red carpet, he'll show up to an event, and everybody is, you know, like starstruck and yeah. like, oh my God, that's Usher.
It's Usher, right.
Yeah, but
I don't think he's seen like what he's doing actively now.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Like, he's not like super, like, he's not necessarily taken over, but he's just not very present. Like, he's there, mm-hmm. but he's not like around.
Yeah.
And I think people saw it again. They're like, okay, whoa, wait a second. Like, let me fall back in love with him.
Yes. I know, he like reminded us on stage that this is his range, that this is his discography. Yes, these are his features on all the hits. You know all the words to. You're going to be blown away by this choreography. I was over the moon, so happy for him. I was so happy for you. Me and Toby were together that day because we had like a Galentine's thing that was part of it. And like, we both so badly just like wish we could have been with you and like seen your face the whole time. We were like, I bet Sophie's freaking out right now. He like did a certain move. I was like, oh, I know, she just screamed. Like, we were, oh, this and was meant did, for you.
Yeah, no, for real. And like, what, his like fifth song, and he like did Superstar, which like is my favorite song of all time. It's definitely my, I don't know if it's necessarily my favorite Usher song, but it's my favorite song of all time. And I was like, yes, like, thank God. Like, I was like, this is, it's just important. It's important to me. So I'm glad that he included it. But I have seen people like kind of complaining about like how he only played like 2 seconds of like every song. And it was like, this is just a reminder to you that he has literally so many bangers and so many songs that people want to know. Like, he fit like mm-hmm. 50 songs into like what, a 20 minute performance. Like, if that's not proof to you that you need to go see this man in concert, like, literally go give him your money. Like, it's gonna be the performance of a lifetime. Like, you will, hands down. I mean, I talked about this on the podcast before. It is my favorite concert just because of the performance, not because of mm-hmm. the feeling. Like, I feel like my favorite concert has One Direction, obviously. But like, going to see Usher, I was like, man, like, if you want to have like a moment of like, wow, like, I actually just really got entertained, you have to go see Usher. So that is the one takeaway from this podcast. If you're not buying his tour tickets, then what are you doing?
Yeah. Come on, go see Usher. Like,
shut up.
And
like,
yeah, and also
he's like sold out. So good luck with that.
Already, damn.
A lot of the cities are sold out.
Damn,
I know.
And to your point about people being upset that he only did like 2 minute sound bites from each song, goes to show you how good the music is. That everybody's like, wait, we want the whole thing. No. You know, like, people were upset because they loved the music and they wanted the whole thing, but they don't have time like that in football, apparently.
That's what I'm saying. And I was like, yeah, go Chiefs, cool, whatever. Mm-hmm. I said, I would, the whole length of like the, basically the whole length of like one half would be his concert. And you would just probably, you would leave happier than you probably left with the Chiefs winning. Just.
True. Very true.
Just. So yeah. Everyone needs to go buy tickets. If I don't see you at every tour, at every city, I'm going to have an issue.
Yeah. We want to see your Usher photos, and we want you guys to tag Sophie in these. Yes, you have one job this year, you guys. 2024, go see Usher on tour. Toby, I know you're listening to this. This means us too.
We should all go. I know. I remember. I could be wrong on this. I do remember Toby saying that she's not going to pay money to go see Usher. I would love to hear what she's saying now. Where is she at?
Where is she at? I know. Well, we'll be back next month to let you guys know if Toby is going to be spending money on Usher tickets. And I have a feeling we could make it happen for sure. Come on now. But yes, before we move on to other pop culture moments, of course, following the win of the Super Bowl, the Kansas City Chiefs, of course, hosted our Super Bowl celebration parade event. in Kansas City on Valentine's Day. That was Wednesday, February 14th. And as I'm sure you guys are all aware, there was a shooting that occurred at Union Station towards the end of the parade, where over 20 people were, you know, shot and injured. And then one woman was unfortunately killed.
So where do we go from, right? That's right. Kind of like the questions that we're being left with. And like, we're all, I mean, you and I are from KC, Toby's from KC. Like, we understand what it's like to live in that city. And as much as that parade was to celebrate the Chiefs, but it was also to celebrate each other, to celebrate us being from that area, to celebrate us being from the city and loving the city. I mean, our community really brings each other. Like, KC loves KC very much. Mm-hmm. So
100%.
Everyone's mourning together. Everybody is loving together and supporting together. So obviously we take it a little bit more personal because we're from the area. But I think even with all the appropriate measures and precautions in place, something like this can still happen. Joy can still be taken. Lives can still be taken. So now at this point, what else can we do? And mm-hmm. I think that's the questions that hopefully and ever in another form possible, we can find some answers to that.
Moving on to some other follow-ups that we wanted to include in this episode, because, you know, you guys are aware of the paper trail of One Direction's reunion that we are trying to keep on the podcast this month. Toby came across a clip from a Zane Lowe interview with Niall Horan, where, of course, the infamous question of when is the reunion happening was asked. And Niall's answer strictly was, "We do speak regularly, but there hasn't been a conversation about it yet." And if you guys know One Directioners and how our brains work, that is all we needed to hear. I did not need any other. I didn't need a hard yes. I don't need to see a signature. I don't need to hear from Paul, the performer manager. All I needed to know is that they speak regularly and that this conversation has yet to happen. It's funny, though, because I feel like in that interview clip, Niall's body language and his demeanor, it is a little annoyed, because I'm sure he's like, and this is probably also me just deeply reading into it as a directioner that is like, please, I want this. But obviously, his body language is probably a little annoyed because they're tired of that question. But he did seem nervous or a little antsy or like a little guarded to make sure that he wasn't going to say the wrong thing. So could there be something on the rise? Probably. When is still the question.
There literally better be. As long as they're in communication, and my heart is happy. So Same. As long as like no one has bad blood, no one's hating each other, like that's, I'm good with that. I'm good with that. If they ever wanted to make a decision to do something about, maybe we could just be included in the communication.
Please.
Like maybe you basically just do a little cute little screenshot, maybe FaceTime everybody. Like that would be great. I would much appreciate it.
Right? Drop the Zoom link, please. Like, we are so tired of being blindsided by them, which is why I'm happy that we're keeping a paper trail so that they can't blindside us whenever this reunion happens. And we also won't be blindsided because we will be on the Zoom call.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Everybody, cameras on, mics on, we're talking.
Yes.
But yeah, that's the latest on the One Direction reunion theory. You have another paper trail mark for us from us this month here in February. The last pop culture item that I really could think of that both, you know, that we talk, like we love talking about reality TV here. You guys know this. Vanderpump Rules season 11 premiered in February this month. We are currently on episode 4. I have not caught up. That is very naughty of me. There is. So I have one episode that to catch up on. However, as we see, this is just a, it's like the initial aftermath after the, not initial aftermath, but it is like the aftermath after the reunion, after everything that happened with Scandoval and Rachel Levis. Rachel Levis, as you guys are aware, is not, did not return for season 11. So right now we're just seeing a lot of, you know, awkward navigation between Ariana and Tom because they still live in their home together. I feel horrible for his assistant, Anne, who has to liaison between them. As of episode 3, that's where I'm at in Vanderpump Rules, they have not, both Tom and Ariana have not have been able to remain no contact in their home together. I think at this point it's been like 3 months since the reunion of season 10. I may be a little wrong. But yeah, we're just seeing the friends try to navigate having a relationship with each other. And also the dust is starting to settle after Scandoval. You know, we see Lala kind of start to empathize a little bit with Raquel and initially reached out, or Rachel, and initially reached out to her, just letting her know, I don't want you to be defined by this. And, you know, people called me a mistress, whatever, has this label on me from her and Randall. And while I can appreciate Lala's humanity, it is confusing to me because, one, she did go the hardest at Rachel during the season 10 reunion. And also, I feel like Lala and Randall are not synonymous to what happened with Tom Sandoval and Rachel Levis, because Lala, sure, I believe her that she truly thought Randall was separated and divorced and that she was not the other woman in this situation. Rachel consent and willingly partaked in a whole sexual relationship with her friend's man. And even though now she's trying to backtrack, being like, we were never best friends, da da da, it wasn't like that. You were still in the same circle, celebrating each other's birthdays, going on trips, you know, having intimate moments together. Best friend or not, I feel like there's some sense of loyalty that should have happened. But regardless, again, I don't think anything will live up to the hype of season 10. I am excited to see where season 11 will go, because again, this is kind of like, we're now seeing the cast and everybody settle into this new era of Vanderpump Rules.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you think you'll end up watching season 11?
Probably not.
Yeah, no.
I can't make promises.
It's okay. Well, because you were also an OG Vanderpump person. Yeah. You've done your time. It's funny because what has been conspiring on season 10 and 11 are like, it's behaviors that we've seen happen in earlier seasons between different people and different dynamics and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's not anything new. It's just and now we're also really getting to see just how delusional and off Tom Sandoval is. Right. Like,
there's something wrong with it. Like, he can decide that.
The fact that he's like gone on all these press tours, he did Nick Viall's podcast, everything, fully like trying to sell us this false narrative that he believes. It's like insane. Men are you really can't let them surprise you. But that's pretty much been it for me this month with reality TV and pop culture, aside from what we've discussed the last 30 minutes. I've pretty much just been rotting any chance that I can. Yeah,
I love that.
You know, yeah, rotting and listening to music. In terms of what I've been listening to, I actually have thrown it back a little bit, and I started listening to ASAP Mob's Cozy Tapes Volume 1 again. It's just there's something about both Cozy Tapes 1 and 2 that are very nostalgic for me. Just because they came out like when we were like in college and in like later in high school and stuff. So there's just something about them that are really nostalgic for me. What about you, Soph? What have you been listening to?
By no surprise, in preparation for one of the biggest nights of the year, I've been listening to Usher.
Of course.
I've been listening to him just in preparation of his greatness for the Super Bowl. But then also like afterwards, there's just so many good songs. There's just so many good feelings associated with it. So I have just pretty much been listening to Usher whenever I can, but also because it is midterms, I have been listening to a lot of lo-fi, which is what I say every time. Just like it's sitting. So that's about it.
Perfect. I love it. Well, we will be back next month with 3-3. We love you all so much. Thank you for listening and tuning in. As always, please give us a like, give us a 5-star rating if you haven't already. leave us a review telling us how amazing we are and how much you love us, because you know we love you the same. And yeah, follow us on all our social media. Our handles are all down below. As always, stream Does Strength Need a Rebrand on either YouTube or TED.com, whatever your preferred platform is. And in the meantime, we will speak to you guys in March. Bye.
I'm Sophie.
I'm Jasmine.
And I'm Toby. And you've been listening to
The Weekly Bay-Kay.